when we sang Cook!
Captain Brooke.
It's a nasty wet dream, Australia, and you've allowed it to slide so far right. You've allowed it to manifest because you're greedy yourselves. Our people paid for all this with their blood.
True.
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 Someone hold my dog for me.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Down with Australia.
I don't need a microphone. I don't need your technology. We want our clean air and water. We want a future for our children.
Yes.
And this country is mentally ill.
It's pillaged, it's raped, it's...
All of you, stop paying taxes to your terrorists. Stop it. This Western liberal democracy bullshit. What's that about? Red, white and blue. You know what it means for our people? Redneck, white law, blue murder, black death. That's what it means. So if you're fanning them about the truth, start here in your own backyard. And start demanding that he comes home. And these people, these colonisers, have all got their assets on our sacred land. There's no deals here. There's no peaceful settlement. We're not subject to their law. We're subject to the laws of humanity. Now, we've seen it when they first came. They were dehumanized. No spirit in these people.
None.
That's why it's so easy to manipulate and control you. It's a penal colony, for God's sake. When did that change? Australia's never had a revolution, but it's always been revolting. Do something. Do something today. Time and the oxygen is running out. A lot of our people die in custody, as you may be aware. In fact, it's the highest rate on earth. What's that about us? We didn't commit the crimes. We didn't go elsewhere in the world looking to do anything to anybody else. We're in our own homelands here. You all got your little boxes on. You ever seen anything, say an Aboriginal cafe, Aboriginal restaurant? Nothing. Nothing. So, thank you. Anyway, thank you.
Thank you, Robbie.
And I want to acknowledge, I want to acknowledge the ancestors of this land, whose blood is all over it. This war has not been recognised and it hasn't ended. Look at what's going on, folks. And when we do that, start to deal with reality, you can't be in denial all your life. It doesn't help anybody. Stand up, get up, rise up, and uprise for everybody. Everybody's human rights. And the rights of everything in the natural world that we should be taking care of, rather than allow these multinationals to tear this land apart. And you're all living on that, your little mum and dad shares, you know. It's none such a worse country that's so willfully blind. You know, we need to step up for the truth. What's a world worth living in if you've got no truth? Or no trust? What are you leaving for your children? It's not just about you.
It's all about
right? Aboriginal people think cyclical. Our spirits are still here with us. That's why we pay respects to our ancestors who died for you, not Jesus. Our people died for that. And no one recognises the oldest war on the planet. Right here where you're standing. How convenient. Clever country. All your institutions have got our knowledge. They sell it to you. They dribble it out. Every institution in this country is racist. Sorry to spoil the tea party. But yeah, we're here for some justice for our brother. He's got a, not only is he an Australian citizen, he's got an Aboriginal passport with him. It's one of the only things he's got in his cell. Now, he represents the truth. So do I. Now, tell me if I'm wrong. I want to know. Anytime. So my way of thinking about the truth is exposing lies is another way to find the truth. And Australia, like I said, is one big monumental lie. It's never ended. So, happy birthday, Julian. Hope to see you out soon. We're going to put the pressure on that Queen Elizabeth. She's got a jet, she can fly him home tomorrow. It's her prison. And our people are in her prison too. Right? They've got their things here. Now let's step up for Julian, folks, today. The time and oxygen are running out. Now how long can you put up with that sort of mental harm in a prison cell? Well, just ask any black fella around you. Because we know what it's like to spend our lives in prison in our own country. Now these colonisers haven't got consent. Does that mean anything to you? Consent. Surely. There's no peaceful settlement. Keep that in your mind. And when you see these cops, or anybody, they're just the tools of the state, remember. The state pays these people. Target your anger at them, not the cops. Get around them, right? Don't knock your heads against the cops. They're set up to knock you over. So we can step around all that shit and go to the heart of it. And that's Albanese at the moment. Trading on all this still. You know, there was no change in that election. None. So keep that in mind and just keep punching for the truth, folks. That's all we got. Thank you.
Hello everyone, Robbie Thorpe giving us a rousing welcome to country. What a man, huh? What a man, what an activist, and a great friend of Julian's. He's been talking about Julian's plight for many, many years, as I know a lot of you have. So a big hand for Robbie. He's a really inspirational, and that was a welcome to country, a real country, and a country that we're all grateful that the Aboriginal people allow us to live in. And he's right, it's not the government and it's not the police, it's not institutions that make this place a wonderful place, it's the people who've been here for thousands of years, who have made it, who have looked after it and have nurtured it. And it's only in these last few hundred years that we've had the ability to destroy it. So we have to hand back the reins to the Aboriginal people, because they know how to use it, they know how to live with it, they know how to bring it forward. But as I said, Mr. Thorpe has been a great advocate for Assange and the WikiLeaks movement, and it's wonderful to have him here. And we can only hope that we can have that spirit that he showed, that we will actually feel that. Because I could feel it. I've trembled listening, and it was just like, we should all have that spirit within us. I mean, this spirit is from the bowels of this country, and we are part of it. We may have maybe recent part of it, but we're all part of it. And he explained it very well. Okay, we've got to move on a bit, and we've got some music to come. We've got a lot of good things happening today, but the main thing is everyone should try and enjoy it. Okay, how could you enjoy someone in prison? Well, it's his birthday, okay? It's Julian's birthday today. His father's over there fighting for him, and we're all here, we're all fighting, we're all fighters, I can see it in your faces. Everyone here is a fighter, and we will win this, but it's only one little battle. There are many, many people lying in prisons throughout the world who need our support. Let's get Julian out, because he'll give us a lot of information that he's probably gathered, been locked up, that is invaluable. for our knowledge. So let's get them out. Let's be solid in that solidarity. Let's be together. Let's try and embrace other movements that who similarly need to know the truth. We all need to know the truth. So our next speaker here today is Chris McKenzie from The Pen. And she's going to introduce what she calls the empty chair. Now, my knowledge of the empty chair, I'm not wearing this kilt by mistake, I'm actually Scottish, but the empty chair, as far as my culture is concerned, was set in place 200 or 300 years ago when the Jacobites, who supported the Stuart hierarchy, the Stuart kings, and when they were banished and beheaded and thrown out of the country, went to live in Italy, what the clans would do to show which they supported. If they supported the return of a Jacobite king, they'd have an empty chair. And so when the other clans came to dinner, there'd be an empty chair, and then there'd be a glass of whiskey. And that would be the empty chair. Now, Ms. McKenzie is going to take us a bit further and let us know what she knows about the empty chair and how it's attached to Julian. So if we have... Where are you? Oh, there you are. Do you want to sit?
Thank you, Jamie. That's great. And thank you very much, Robbie Thorpe, for welcoming us onto your country today in such a spirited and honest way. It was great. So thank you very much for that welcome. So I'm from Penn, Melbourne, which is part of the Penn International network of Penn Centres. We advocate on behalf of writers who are silenced for carrying out the peaceful practice of their profession. Each year, Penn campaigns for hundreds of writers around the world who are unjustly harassed, tortured, persecuted, and murdered with impunity in order that those governments who don't want the information to come out can silence them. The number of such writers, those facing dire punishments, is increasing, along with the growth of authoritarian regimes. Truth-telling is dangerous. And this is not the time either to be complacent here in Australia. More and more, we see that changes to national security legislation is curtailing freedom of expression. In particular, the freedom of the press to legitimately, without fear, expose matters seen to be in the public interest about government policy and national actions. This is under threat now, and it's even criminalised. So today, and thank you so much for the interpretation of the empty chair. That was a really inspirational. I hadn't known that story, and I am of Scots ancestry myself. Yes, I'm from the Northern Hemisphere a long time ago. The Penn empty chair is for Australian journalist, publisher, and truth teller, and Penn Melbourne honorary member, Mr. Julian Assange. And the chair is empty today because on his 51st birthday, Julian, who should be with us, is spending his birthday in Belmarsh Prison, the United Kingdom's highest security prison, where he's been incarcerated for more than 3 years. He alerted the world to what is surely evidence of war crimes committed by the US in Iraq. And for this, he faces a prison sentence of up to 175 years if he is extradited. Nils Melzer, the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture, has said that this is a case of political persecution, and we believe it sets a dangerous precedent for all media, publishers and journalists. Penn Melbourne and Penn International urge the Australian government to intervene at the highest level with their UK and US counterparts to free Julian Assange. And the cake. Yes, it's a birthday cake. It has 51 candles on it. We won't be lighting them today because Julian's not here to blow them out. But they stand there in recognition of his birthday and the hope that he will be with us on his birthday next year.
Yes. Woo!
So, yes. So in the meantime, we're going to sing to him. He's in Belmarsh Prison, and we're going to sing Wish You Were Here. Someone's going to lead us off on that.
A bit of a sing-song here, and maybe we can all join in if you know the words, and if you don't know the words, just tap your feet and, you know, shake your head and smile, okay? So they're going to give it a go. Now, we're pretty limited in with PAs and stuff like that, but these people are bravely going to do our rendition with the meager electronic ability that we have. Okay, thank you all. This is Whitney and Lee.
You have to sing too.
Yeah, yeah. So you think you can tell heaven from hell, the blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail? Smile from a veil. Do you think you can tell? Did they get you a train? You're here.
Wish you were here.